The Jack Benny Program.
L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T.
Of course. That's it.
Right you are.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
At 49, American.
Quality of product is essential to continuing success.
And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And speaking of tobacco, here's what Mr. John William Hill, Jr., independent tobacco buyer of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, said.
I've seen Lucky Strike buy ripe, naturally mild tobacco. And I know that when this tobacco goes into a cigarette, it means real smoking enjoyment. So when it comes to buying a cigarette for myself, I naturally add these things together and choose Lucky's.
Quote, I've seen Lucky Strike buy ripe, naturally mild tobacco. Unquote. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. Program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, the contest ended at midnight December 24th. However, there were so many people that couldn't stand Jack Benny. It will take a couple of weeks to finish reading all the letters, and the winners will be announced shortly afterwards. So let's go out to Jack's house in Beverly Hills, where we find Jack, Mary, and Rochester busily sorting the latest entries.
Gosh, the way this mail has been pouring in the last few days.
Yeah, there sure is a lot of it, boys.
Yes, sir. Quiet, Polly. Daddy's working. Look at this mail. It's absolutely amazing how many people can't stand me.
Yeah, and Jack, look at this pile of letters over here. 48,000 of them are all from St. Joe.
Now, wait a minute, Mary. There must be some mistake. They love me in St. Joe. You remember when I was there last year, they put up a statue of me in the public park.
Well, they're sending it back. There's a hunk of granite in each envelope.
No, Mary, you're just making that up.
No, I'm not. Here's a note in one of the letters.
What does it say?
We're sending back all of Mr. Benny's statue except the ears. We're keeping those for bird baths.
Let me see that note. It doesn't say that at all. Gee, it does at that. What am I going to do with all these pieces of my statue?
Why don't you glue them together and set it out on your front lawn?
No, I'd look silly out on the lawn without any ears.
Well, maybe a couple of snails will crawl up and go to sleep in the right places.
No, you can't depend on it. Well, come on, let's try.
Merry Christmas.
Polly, Christmas is over. Now I got to teach her to say Happy New Year. Polly, now listen, Polly. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
No. It's Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
No, Polly. Now listen. Listen, Polly. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Come on now, Polly. Say it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Atta girl. Isn't it wonderful how you can train a Mary?
It sure is.
And now, Polly, a very Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Smart parrot.
Well, she's just a little nervous since I told her that the carrier pigeon she's engaged to is coming back from overseas. He'd be here now, but he couldn't get a train out of San Francisco. He may have to fly. Now, let's see. We got to finish sorting the... Rochester, why did you tear off that letter?
This one was a mistake, boss. It said, I can't stand Rochester.
from him in about 5 years. Mary, what are you laughing at?
Get this letter. I can't stand Jack Benny because he plays the violin. Signed, a dead cat.
That's probably from somebody. Probably from somebody who doesn't like me.
Could be.
Certainly.
Oh, boss, boss, you won't believe it.
What is it, Rochester?
Here's a letter from the Big Three.
The Big Three? Well, what does it say?
We couldn't stand Jack Benny before the contest. Signed, Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Oh, they just think they're smart because they're on the way to Palm Springs. Anyway, there's the phone.
I'll get it.
No, Rochester, you stay with the mail. I'll have Nottingham answer it.
Nottingham? Jack, have you still got that English butler around here? I thought you only hired him for last week to impress the Colemans.
Well, we're so busy with the mail, I kept him on to help out. Nottingham, answer the door. Isn't he classy? He even puts on his coat to answer the phone. Nottingham, who was that? All right, Mary, now we'll have...
Jack, what did Nottingham say?
He said my lawyer was on the phone.
I thought he said the grocer.
No, Mary. Grocer is growful. He used to confuse me at first, too. You know?
Hiya, Jackson. Hello, Libby. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Phil. Glad you came over.
Say, Phil, did you have a nice Christmas?
Well, Lib, I got a lot of presents. And look at this. Here's what the boys in my band gave me.
What is it?
Well, it's one of them new fountain pens, and it's guaranteed to write 2 years without having to refill it.
Well, what good is it to you? You can't write.
A lot of things can happen in 2 years, bud.
Yeah, I hope so.
And while I'm thinking of it, Jackson, I want to thank you for the present you gave me.
Well?
What was it, Phil?
A pair of black and pink lounging pajamas with a bare midriff. And they're a little snug, but I wore them all day.
Yeah, those were for Alice. A bare midriff.
Phil, surely Alice must have known those pajamas were for her.
Yeah, but I looked so cute in them, she just hated to tell me.
Oh, brother.
Say, Libby, what did Jackson give you for Christmas?
I gave her a fur muff. There it is over on the chair there. It's sable.
It's rabbit.
It is not. It's sable.
Rabbit. I wore it at the farmer's market yesterday, and it snapped at a head of lettuce.
Well, a lot of sables are vegetarians, too. Believe me, Phil, the muff I gave Mary is sable.
It's rabbit.
It is not. It's sable.
Rabbit. I wore it at the farmer's market yesterday, and it snapped at a head of lettuce.
Well, a lot of sables are vegetarians, too. Believe me, Phil, the muff I gave Mary is sable.
It's rabbit.
Would I pay $19 for rabbit? Would I?
You wouldn't pay $19 for $20.
I would, too. Now, Phil, as long as you're here, stick around and help us read some contest letters.
Jackson, you know better than that.
All right, then open the envelopes. At least you've got muscle. Come on, open the envelopes. Gosh, I never saw so many contest letters. Take 2 weeks before, at least, before we can finish reading them.
Hey, Jackson, listen to this letter.
Phil, stop showing off. We know you can't read.
This one's got pictures on it.
Oh.
Now, the first 6 words must be, I can't stand Jack Benny because.
Yeah?
And then there's a picture of your face and the body of a jackass.
There is?
Yeah. You know, Jackson, if you didn't need to shave, that jackass would look pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, boss, boss!
What is it, Rochester?
Nottingham would like to see you.
Well, have him come in here.
He can't at the moment. He's indisposed. He's standing in the kitchen in his shorts and socks.
My goodness, what happened?
Well, after lunch, we decided to idle away a few minutes in a game of chance.
Rochester, you didn't gamble with Nottingham.
Uh-huh. I won everything but his English accent.
What?
I'd have got that, but he wouldn't open his mouth.
Well, I think that's awful. Imagine leaving him standing there in his DVDs.
I got an IOU on those.
Well, I want you to go in there and give Nottingham his clothes back.
Okay, okay.
Imagine anybody doing
that. Hiya, Rochester.
Hello, Miss Wilson.
Hey, Don.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
No, Polly. Polly, it's Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy?
That's it. Happy?
Happy?
Happy what?
Happy what?
I wish that carrier pigeon would get here. Don, how did you happen to be around this neighborhood?
Well, I just wanted to drop in and thank everybody for their Christmas gift.
Hey, Donzie, what did Jackson give you?
Well, Jack didn't give me anything for Christmas because he gave me a birthday present and he thought my birthday was too close to Christmas.
When is your birthday, Don?
The 23rd of August.
Well, what did Jack give you for your birthday?
A rabbit's foot.
No wonder my muff limped.
Never mind. And as long as we're on the subject of presents, what about that gift you kids all chipped in and bought me?
Well, we thought it was a good idea, Jackson. Something you could use.
Something I could use. A fluorescent toupee so people can see me at night. When I sing Rise and Shine, I'm not kidding. Some gift.
Merry Christmas.
Polly, it's Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I'm going to train that bird if I have to
get... Yeah, now with a whip and a chair.
I'll talk to him when we're alone.
Say, Jack, I'm kind of thirsty. May I have a glass of water?
A glass of water? Sure, Don. Go right out in the kitchen.
Okay, thanks. Oh, kiss me once and kiss me twice and LSMFT. It's such a great, great smoke, so round, so firm, so fully packed, so easy on the draw. It's such a great, great smoke. Lucky's have tobacco that is milder. It's wonderful the way I make this rhyme. Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo.
Hey, kids, listen to Doc.
So smoke it once and smoke it twice and smoke it once again. You'll have a grand, grand time.
It means we're lucky.
Grand, grand time.
Don, that was wonderful. I didn't know you could sing like that.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, kid. When'd you get here?
Well, I came in right in between smoke it once and smoke it twice.
Well, I'm glad you came over. You can help us with the mail.
Well, I have to run along. I just dropped by to wish you a Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you, kid. By the way, Larry, I got a lot of compliments on your song last week.
Well, thank you. I've got another one I'm working on for next week.
You have? Well, come on, let's hear it.
Yeah, sing it for us, Larry. Come on.
Okay.
Smoke it once, smoke it twice.
Polly, Larry's going to sing now.
Oh,
swell, Larry. I'm glad you picked that one. Now, kids, let's try and get the rest of this contest mail finished so we can try. Nottingham, answer the door. You, Steve.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Long time no see. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Steve.
Happy New Year. Well, Ben, I guess you know why I'm here. The contest is over.
Yes. Yes, I know.
And all we have to do now is finish reading the letters, pick the winners, and then award the $10,000 in prizes.
$10,000? Steve. Look, Steve, wouldn't it be more sporting to forget about anything so commercial as money and keep the whole thing on an amateur basis? Wouldn't it? Huh? Wouldn't it?
Benny, are you crazy? You can't do a thing like that.
Well, I don't see why we...
Look, let me put it to you this way. Which do you value more, $10,000 or your reputation?
Better put it to him another way.
Oh, well, all right.
Attaboy, Benny, now just hand me over that $10,000 and I'll buy the victory bonds for the prizes.
But, Steve, we don't know the winners yet. We still got mail to read.
Yeah, I know, but you don't want anything to hold us up. I gotta go out now and buy those bonds and have them ready.
Okay, okay. I'll have to go down to my vault and get the money. But before I go, I want you all to repeat the oath after me. I promise not to reveal that Jack Benny has a secret vault hidden in his home. And if I should tell anyone, either consciously or unconsciously...
And if I should tell anyone, either consciously or unconsciously...
May I lose my umbrella during the rainy season. Now, everybody bow their heads while I... while I go down in the vault. On the barbed wire. Now, I better be careful about those landmines.
Paul, who goes there? Friend or foe?
Friend.
What's the password?
Greenberg's on third.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Benny.
That's right, Ed. And here's a little present for you.
A present for me?
Yes, Ed. Last week was Christmas.
Oh. Did you have a nice New Year's?
No, Ed. You see, it isn't New Year's yet. You see, New Year's comes after Christmas, you see?
Oh. Well, I've been away from it so long, I kind of forgot.
Oh, yes. You know, Ed, this year, things are going to be a lot better. They're starting to make automobiles again.
Automobiles?
Yes. Yeah, they're like buggies, you see, with motors in them. You know, you drive them down the street.
Well, won't they frighten the buffalo?
No. You see, buffalo are extinct. There are very few of them around anymore. Well, I got to get into my vault now.
Shall I turn my back?
No, Ed. You're bonded. Now, let's see. The combination is right to 45. Left to 160. Back to 15. Then left to 110. There.
Oh,
batteries are reconverting. Now I'll be able to buy a louder burglar alarm.
Mr. Benny, how much money are you putting in?
I'm not putting anything in, Ed. I'm taking some out.
My, this is thrilling.
Well, so long, Ed. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Whoopee.
Steve, here's the money for the prizes.
Thanks, Benny. See you next week. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Steve. Happy New Year.
Well, kids, that's that. Just think, another year almost gone. Boy, how they roll around. Imagine, it'll soon be 1946. I wonder what the new year will bring. I wonder what new things will come out. Science is certainly wonderful. Heliocopters, jet propulsion, atomic energy. It's amazing. I wonder what they'll... it's kind of late. I wonder who that can be. Oh, hello.
Hello, you're Jack Benny, aren't you?
Why, yes. Yes, little boy, who are you?
I'm the New Year.
The New Year?
But all the other little New Years have always come on January 1st. You're early.
Maybe he's trying to pick up a couple of tickets for the Rose Bowl game.
Don't be silly, Phil. Maybe there's something wrong with our calendar.
No. I came early because 1946 looks like it's going to be a good year. And I'm raring to go. Got a lot of work to do. Automobiles, prefabricated houses, vacuum cleaners, fluorescent toupees.
Stockings.
There'll be plenty of those.
Oh, good. I was lucky to get this pair I'm wearing. They make my legs look so nice. See?
Well.
Hey, this kid's really ahead of time.
Well, look, Sonny, how about radio in 1946? That is, what I mean is television. What are my chances in television?
Would you really like to know?
Yes.
Sit down, Mr. Benny.
Thank you. Well, all right, yet I can take it. I mean, tell me, what are my chances in television?
Well, first of all, tell me, how old are you, Mr. Benny?
Sit down, kid.
Quiet. What did you say, Sonny?
I said, how old are you?
37.
37?
That's a joke, son.
It is not. Now, what were you going to say about...
Oh, Jack, look out the window. There's an old man coming up the walk.
Yeah, and he looks like Father Time.
Father Time? What is this, anyway?
Hello!
Hey, you're not Father Time, are you?
Father Time? I don't know what you're talking about, bub. I'm looking for my grandson. I was told to come in here.
Oh, you mean...
He was supposed to be in a New Year's play the kids are giving at the schoolhouse, but he ran away.
Oh, so that's it.
Are you, Grandpa?
Oh, so there you are, you little shaver. Come on back to the schoolhouse. The people are waiting for the New Year. Come on, let's get going.
You're going my ear.
Yeah, take it easy on the little fella.
I just told you, Bubby's my grandson. He's in a school play. He ain't the real New Year.
Well, he sure fooled me. So he's going to be in the school play, huh? But isn't he a little old to be wearing those diapers?
He just got out of the army and he can't buy any clothes.
Oh, fine. Well, take him along then. Goodbye, Grandpa. So long, Sonny.
So long. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Sonny. Happy New Year.
Cute kid. See, I remember when I was his age. I was in a little New Year's play at school, too. You know, I was so good.
Well, so long, Jackson. I gotta beat it.
Yeah, me too.
Happy New Year, Mr. Benny.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Anyway, Mary, I was so good in this school play that I held the audience spellbound. In fact, just recently they made a picture of it, you know. I'll never forget how cute. I'll never forget how cute I was in that play. In fact, you know, that's what gave me the idea that someday I'd be...
Well, I gotta go. Happy New Year, Jack.
Happy New Year, Mary. Anyway, I'll never forget it. Yeah, I walked out on the stage wearing a little pair of wings, and across my chest was a banner saying, Happy New Year, 1912. And when I spoke my first line...
Boss, who are you talking to?
Huh? Oh, they've all gone. Sit down, Rochester. Yeah, Rochester. I walked out on the stage and I looked so cute with my long curls and blue eyes and dimpled cheeks. And when I got all through, there was so much applause that the teacher came right over and kissed me. She said, Jackie, you're the best New Year's Eve we ever had. Ladies and gentlemen, while history will point to 1945 as the year of victory, 1946 will be the start of a new era. An era in which people the world over must live together in peace and mutual respect. We want a lot more than just battles in this war. We want a realization that all men everywhere want to live out their lives in peace and freedom. While there are many different points of view of how this peace should be secured, the important thing is that all mankind wants it, and it will be accomplished. There's no place for hate, greed, suspicion, and prejudice in a world that has the atomic bomb. The old era is dead, and 1946 is the beginning of the new one. The era of Wendell Willkie's One World. Happy New Year, everybody.
American.
Remember this. In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
That's right. L-S-M-F-T.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. The finer, the lighter, the naturally milder Lucky Strike tobacco. This fine Lucky Strike tobacco means real deep-down smoking enjoyment for you.
Sure thing. L-S-M-F-T.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
The famous tobacco auctioneers heard on tonight's programmer, Mr. F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
At 49, American.
And Mr. L.A. Speed Riggs of Goldsboro, North Carolina. Basil Rysdale speaking for Lucky Strike. L.S.M.F.T. L.S.M.F.T. L-S-M-F-T.
In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
Happy New Year to everybody all over the world from all of us.
The National Broadcasting Company.